Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. British actor Julian Sands is known for films like A Room with a View and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Right now he's shooting a film in New York, but on Sunday he'll bring his one-man show, A Celebration of Harold Pinter, to MSU's Wharton Center. Current State Scott Pohl talked with the actor. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Julian Sands says he was entranced by the language and characters of Harold Pinter from an early age, and he starred in the Robert Altman film of Pinter's The Room back in 1987. He and Pinter knew each other for a long time, and when cancer robbed Pinter of the ability to perform his own poetry, he asked Sands to take over. That project has evolved into the show he'll perform in East Lansing on Sunday.
He was very big in my life as a literary presence. He was an icon. He the very top of, you know, the theatrical totem pole in England and Europe, and I suspect in America too. He would chew to me exactly the meaning and the intentions of his poetry for this public recital. What was astonishing to me, Scott, was the intimacy and the depth of the interior feeling that these poems revealed. I mean, the author of the plays is quite an oblique figure. It would be difficult to write a profile of the Harold Pinter from just seeing the plays. But in the poetry, his personal feelings, his intelligence, his humor, his love, his humanity are absolutely to the fore, and very powerfully so, very passionately so. I mentioned passion. His revelation of his romantic side. It was astonishing to me and to other people who have subsequently encountered the poems. So we did this recital. It seemed to go well. Harold sat in the third row, mouthing the words along with me. So I think that was intended to be encouraging. It was the most intimidating thing I think I'd ever had to deal with. And after he died, I was in Los Angeles working, and there was nothing sort of going on to mark his passing. So I suggested to his widow, Antonia Fraser, that I repeat this recital. And she thought that was a good idea. And I peppered it with extracts from obituaries. And people who knew nothing of, as was the case with me, of this body of work, were really, you know, blown away by how direct it was. And I kept being asked to do it again. And that was in 2005. So over the last 10 years, my relationship with Harold has intensified through the constant revisiting of this extremely personal work, reconsideration of his dramatic works too. And it's as if in some way there was a passing of the baton, particularly to do with the poetry, when he and I worked together. And the only actor he ever worked with on his poetry, he was very protective of it, very guarded. He only really liked doing public readings of it himself. But when that wasn't possible, he knew that he needed somebody else. And so he loomed large in my life during my early professional years, and has loomed larger in my life in the last decade, because I've become the vessel, the delivery system of this remarkable body of work, which I have the pleasure and privilege of bringing to Lansing. Right now, all roads lead to Lansing.
I think he's less well-known in America, and so I think for our listeners, I'm going to recount just a brief history of his work. Actor, playwright, screenwriter, poet, director, Nobel Prize winner for literature, and a theater is named for him in London. And that leads me to ask you about this production being staged in the United States as a means, if nothing else, of spreading the word of the quality of his work to American audiences.
Well, that was your precis of his life and work was very exact. What the celebration is, in simplest terms, is me telling the story of the life and work of Harold Pinter, mostly through his own words. It's peppered with other people's commentaries and anecdotes and appreciations, including my own accounts of my work with him. And John Malkovich's, but it's essentially how he has revealed himself in direct speech, in interviews, in his own prose, or in this poetry, which I've already outlined. For those who know of Pinter, there will be a lot of fascinating new detail. For those who know nothing of Pinter and are just intrigued by the idea of an evening in the theater, they will discover the commonness of all our humanity and how beautifully and challengingly it can be expressed through words. I think had he not become an actor and hadn't had a life in the theater then as a playwright, we might be discussing now simply as Harold Pinter, Nobel Prize winning poet. He was writing poetry as a young person, as a teenager, and never stopped. But this was never the day job. This was never the main motivation in his writing, but it was a constant. And when John Malkovich heard me doing this, a reading of the poems and talking about Harold, he was very keen to get involved and try and develop a legitimate theater experience. And this we did. John was an old friend of mine. We'd worked together on our first film, The Killing Fields, 30 years ago. And when we met, we discovered this mutual enthusiasm for Harold, and we would speak to each other in quotations from his plays and our own improvised sort of Pinteresque language. We still do. And we took our theatre piece to the Edinburgh Festival 3 years ago, and it went so well. We then did a tour, and we then went to New York to do 10 shows and did 50, and now it's, you know, this immense pleasure to come to Michigan. There is something, certainly in America, that if people know of him, it's through the plays, possibly through screenplays. They may have seen a film he wrote without realizing he was the author of a screenplay. But it's an ancient evening of theater in the sense that it's me in a pool of light telling this story. But it's a wonderful story, and nobody's ever asked for their money back, Scott.
Julian Sands brings a celebration of Harold Pinter to the Wharton Center on Sunday, November 16th. One thing I'd like to explore with you a little bit is it's my understanding that after the performance, there's what the Wharton Center is calling for some programs this year, an after chat, in which people are invited to stick around and talk about the program and speak with the actor. What sorts of things are you planning at a session like that?
Well, I don't plan anything. At the talkbacks or the after chats, if they call them that, it's really for me to be open and available to the audience, those who are interested to ask me questions. In a sense, it's a conversation, and in a conversation you don't anticipate what's going to be discussed, but it's an opportunity for anybody to ask about any aspect of the celebration of Harold Pinter, or any aspect of, you know, life as an actor, life on the road, life as it affects us all. It's just a nice way of meeting people, and so I don't have an agenda. I don't have Everything I have had to say, I will have said during the what we might call the show. After the show, it's whatever anybody wants to ask me.
Lots of our listeners will remember you from films like Gothic and Arachnophobia and Warlock, and especially A Room with a View. And I wanted to bring that up because Lansing Community College is staging A Room with a View this weekend. And I just wanted to bring that up to you to let you know there's a local production of a show that you are so intimately connected to.
Well, how interesting. I wonder who adapted the book for the stage. It has been done, I mean, I think many times as a stage production. And I've never seen it done, but it certainly lends itself. I think there was something magical about Jim Ivory's production, film production. I think it was an extraordinary coming together of very individual people in all departments, not just the remarkable cast, but the art department, the camera department, and of course the great character of Florence itself in Tuscany. It made huge impact on screen as an environment, an arena in which the story unfolded, this, you know, romantic, loving story. I think that it'd be difficult on stage to generate the impact of Florence, but, you know, the stage is a magic place. Theatre can achieve anything, I believe. Well, good luck to the Lansing players. I'm currently filming in New York, so I won't be able to come in early and see that production.
A celebration of Harold Pinter will be at the Wharton Center on Sunday, November 16th at 7 p.m. The show was directed by John Malkovich and stars Julian Sands. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward immensely to coming to Lansing.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.